Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE, always brought to you by Americana Insurance. And normally on a Saturday morning, I give a holler to Mr. Tom Sorensen, but he didn't answer the phone this morning, but Jenny did. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. A little chilly this morning, a little frost in the low-lying areas, but thank goodness we don't have any of that stuff that occurred out in South Dakota earlier this week.
Oh, goodness. I'm so thankful for that. I'm not a winter fan.
On our program this morning, Jenny, we're going to talk about kind of the topic is loss assessment coverage, and I thought maybe we'd dive into this topic a little bit more, and you can help us out with a definition of what this coverage is.
So what this coverage is going to be is it's an optional endorsement that you can add on to your homeowners or condo insurance policy. So anybody that lives in an HOA or a condo is really going to need to pay attention to this broadcast this morning.
And for those folks that are in those HOAs and condos, I think part of this sparks from that tragedy that happened down in Florida where, you know, I think a lot of those folks think, oh, we had coverage, we should be covered. And when it was all said and done, they're left out in the dark.
Well, yep, if they didn't, I don't know Florida's specific rules, but if they didn't have this coverage, they could have been assessed this and be in a lot of trouble financially.
So, again, for the definition of it, those folks who really need this, let's go through that again.
So anybody that has an HOA, so if they pay those HOA fees, if they have an association that overall encompasses their where they live, their home, or in any condo.
And I can hear our listeners say, well, I wasn't aware of it. Why is this so important?
This is important because when a claim happens, and this can be hail claim, wind claim, water damage, anything, fire, they will, the HOA or the condo association has a deductible on their business policy. That could be $10,000, it could be $25,000, it could be even more. So if they get a claim on just one of their buildings, they're going to assess just the people in that building, that deductible.
So let's talk about those. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about those claims and where this coverage comes in and really how it would affect you that are in those HOAs or the condos.
Right. So hypothetically, if a windstorm came in with hail and there's damage, a condo association has 8 different buildings. If 2 of them are damaged due to that hail, and let's say there are 2 to 4 people living in each one, if that condo association has a $25,000 deductible or a $10,000 deductible, they're going to only charge the people that live in that condo the deductible to help pay that. So when your policy is issued, a $1,000 deductible comes standard on the loss assessment. They're going to turn around and charge $10,000 for every person in that building. And your policy may only come with $1,000, and they would have to come up with the $9,000 on their own.
And again, this is for those that are maybe in the homeowner association or a condo association, and very important to check this out. If you're thinking about maybe downsizing from a home to going into a lot of times on those HOAs and condos are side by sides, are one level, it does differ a little bit on the traditional homeowner policy, correct?
It does. Our homeowners are just ours singly. We don't have another person in charge of association typically. So our deductible that we have on our homeowners is just going to be that a straight, we pay that. The problem is that there's 2 separate policies in the condo association or just the condo.
So how do they mitigate, or, you know, with you and the insurance company, how do they mitigate the claim costs?
So, and I did touch on this a little bit, but they distribute those costs that they have instead of coughing up a $10,000 per building or per unit that they have in their association. They just assess everybody that it affects instead of assessing everybody in the association. They assess those that it affects.
So let's talk a little bit about how the condo policy as an individual policy is a little bit different.
So the condo policy, when you go in, we often, and I can touch base on this more later, but you are giving bylaws, in which basically states what the condo association is in charge of, what they're going to cover, and what the condo owner is in charge of. We call the condo owner's policy an HO6 policy. So it's a homeowner's, but it's a little bit different. So typically, a lot of times, we find that the condo only needs to cover from, like, the studs in. So it's not covering the roof. It's not covering the siding, the windows. It's going to cover your wall, any flooring that you may have, the cupboards, anything. So it's going to look very different from a homeowner's policy.
Jenny, let's take our first break this morning on our Insights into Insurance program as we're talking about loss assessment coverage for those that have HOAs and condos. Very important for those individuals that are maybe already in one of those or are looking at purchasing. There are some other things that they should be aware of, and let's tackle those issues when we come back to our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE.
It's Halloween here at Americana Insurance.
So let's talk scary. Buying insurance by yourself on your computer, that is scary. What if you end up buying a policy that only covers you if you have an accident during a full moon? And you have to deal with insurance adjusters without your trusty Americana agent by your side.
Americana Insurance. Give us a call at 377-2000 or just drop by. We'll hold your hand during the scary parts.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this rather cool Saturday morning. We're talking with Jenny with Americana Insurance on West Main Street here in Albert Lea about loss assessment coverage. And Jenny, before we took the break, we were talking about the different policies, and one of the things you had mentioned is you need a copy of the bylaws. So why is it so important that the agent get a hold of the bylaws of that HOA or condo association?
The bylaws are very important. There's two main things that we're looking for in those documents that you give us. The first one, and I did touch on this a little bit, is going to be what exactly the condo association is covering. So is it the studs in? I've had some where everything is covered except for the roof. So we really need to make sure that we have that right coverage on there, because if we only do the studs in and they were actually supposed to be covering the siding, we could have a gap in coverage, which in the event of a claim is not going to be good.
And
the second part, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and we should talk about the deductible a little bit.
Yep, so the deductible is going to be that first part that we touched on. So the deductible that they're going to include is what their deductible actually is. We need to make sure that their HO6 policy has the same loss assessment deductible that they have, so that they're only going to be paying that if the association says that they're liable for that part.
And in some cases, Jenny, kind of not to throw you for a loop here, but in some cases, for those individuals that have purchased a condo unit, a side-by-side, an HOA, do you see in your expertise a lot of folks say, well, they have coverage, so I don't need the coverage. Do you see that?
We see it all the time. That is probably the biggest misconception, that they come in and say, well, why do I have to cover the studs and in? I only need my personal property covered. It's a good conversation to have for those that already have the active policies. They should be calling their agent and say, what's my loss assessment? Is it enough? am I covered from the studs in? If they're not sure, go get a copy of those bylaws.
And we should talk about the association covers those X, you know, the studs in, very important as well.
It is very important because if there is a fire or a total loss, you know, when they come in, they're going to have the deductible on their own personal property side of things. But then if they don't have enough for the loss assessment, really the insured is not going to be put back whole, which is what we like to see when a claim happens.
We're talking with Jenny with the Americana Insurance in regards to loss assessment coverage for those that have HOAs and condos. So let's dive in a little bit further, Jenny, in regards to what does loss assessment really cover?
So it's kind of a three-part ordeal. So it's first going to cover any of the liability costs and medical costs in shared areas. So that could be the pool, the courtyard, any gazebo or pergolas that are out there, and parking lots. So anything that happens out there, it could be assessed to both the insured and the HOA or association.
And then, of course, I'm sure you have you mentioned the out there shared area, but there's got to be areas that are maybe shared inside the property as well.
Correct. Yep. So that's going to be the elevators or stairs, any lobbies, any place where there's like a mail room or a sitting area. So that's going to be the part of the condo that not, you know, everybody in that facility and building all share. One person can't just say, oh, that's my mail room, and so therefore it's my claim.
We all know that in the Midwest here, we have strong winds, we have hail, we have, you know, could be damage to the condo's roof or siding. Maybe give us an example of how that would work.
So if there's, let's just say there's four buildings and a hailstorm comes in, this is actually something that happened in one of our policies. We have several of the policy owners in our, we do not have the association, but we have them in our agency, and a hail claim came. He's in a four-person unit. The deductible of the HOA was quite high. We had his loss assessment deductible at $10,000, and he was assessed because that roof affected specifically his upstairs condo. So he called and said, I have a claim, and do I have enough? And we had read through the bylaws. He had $10,000 loss assessment, and the check was written, so he did not have that out-of-pocket cost.
And I think you would probably agree, Jenny, a lot of folks that have those HOAs, condo units, are maybe retired people that have sold the home, downsized a little bit. They want to be on that one level. And maybe if you have a couple examples or an example of how you go about getting a quote, of course, with Americana Insurance, and why, you know, I'm sure you get it questioned all the time, why it may cost more, and why is the coverage so important?
We do get questions of that when they call and say, you know, we've moved over to condo ABC in Albert Lea, and we've sold our home, so we need to change that. So we do ask them that they bring in their bylaws, and we, of course, need all the new information when they're closing, when all of that is happening. Once we read through the bylaws and we come up with a quote, they generally are asking, well, why do I have a $10,000 deductible there? Why? What is loss assessment? Why do I still need to have coverage on the dwelling that's supposed to be covered by the HOA? So it is a learning experience that we have to go through with our insureds. I think once they kind of understand what we're doing and that we're protecting them, we generally don't have a problem, but it's a big misconception.
Yeah, and you touched upon a misconception because those folks that have purchased those condos or belong to a homeowner association, it's not that the homeowners association is trying to escape any extra fees, but you yourself, being an owner of that condo or being a member of that HOA, you're the one that really needs to do your due diligence and make sure you have things covered, not just your personal belongings, but you have that facility under your belt as well.
Absolutely. All that personal property that you would normally have in your house, that's most of it is going to go with you to your condo. So you would have that personal property, and then you would also have your liability and med pay that's going to be covered under this policy.
And I know, Jenny, you can, if they bring in the bylaws, bring in maybe the policy that they have, you can go through it with them and give them recommendations. And maybe it's a learning curve. It's eye awakening, because a lot of folks just think, well, I'll just get a regular policy like I had when I had my home. It is completely different.
It is a completely different policy. It's a completely different quoting platform, So we can learn together, we can use it as a teachable moment, and we can show where the coverages need to be, get a quote to show you, you know, where your coverage needs to be so you're protected.
And I know earlier this week, as we kind of wrap up our program, Jenny, on our Insights into Insurance program, you folks were busy earlier in the week, and of course it was National Farmers Day on Tuesday, and Americana Insurance always goes out into the field, and you handed out quite a few meals to your clients as farmers.
We did, just shy of 500 meals we handed out to our farmers, and we sure appreciate our farmers here at Americana Insurance, and happy National Farmers Day to everybody that's listening that affects, but it's a very rewarding day for us to be able to go out and thank them and appreciate them for not only the business, but also everything that they do for our community. And
absolutely. So thank you to our farmers. They're the ones that are putting the meals on the table, breakfast, lunch, supper, and even those desserts. Thank you to our farmers.
Absolutely.
And give them a break as they're in full speed with the harvesting of the corn. And they've had some good weather, but long hours, lots of stress. And let's give our farmers a break, that they have a
Absolutely.
Very successful and safe harvest season. Jenny, as always, appreciate the time this morning. And if they have questions about that loss assessment coverage, they can always give Americana Insurance a call.
Yes, any of us would be happy to look that over with you or get you a quote.
377-2000, that's the number for Americana Insurance here on West Main Street in Albert Lea. And that'll wrap up this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.